the 10th Imam's definition of faith and hypocrisy. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to you all on a very auspicious day. Today, the 15th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, happens to be the birth anniversary of the 10th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We have prepared a special program for you on the life and times of Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. And before we start, we invite you to listen to a mind-stimulating statement from this peerless personality. He who obeys you has in fact obeyed Allah. He who disobeys you has in fact disobeyed Allah. He who loves you has in fact loved Allah. He who hates you has in fact hated Allah. The passage which you just heard is from the famous Ziyarat Jama al-Kabira, which begins with the phrases, "Peace upon you, O the household of prophethood, station of the divine mission, descent of angels, abode of revelation." These phrases are indeed an excellent description of the pivotal position in Islam of the Prophet of Islam's Ahlul Bayt, or Blessed Household, peace be upon them, whose spotless purity God Almighty himself has vouched in the Holy Quran and commanded Muslims to adhere to them. Ayah 33 of Surah Ahzab in the Holy Quran thus bears testimony. Allah desires to keep away all uncleanliness from you, the Ahlul Bayt, and preserve you thoroughly pure. Today, on the auspicious birthday anniversary of the 10th infallible Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, we have referred to one of his immortal legacies, his famous ziyara, or standard form of salutation, which comprehensively dwells on the fundamentals of faith, the bounties of the world of creation which God has bestowed on all of his creation, and the eternal bliss of paradise promised to the true believers. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad, two of his famous epithets are Al-Naqi, or the Pure, and Al-Hadi, or the Guide, needs no introduction. Born in the city of Medina in 212 AH, corresponding to 828 AD, he lived at a critical period of history, when hypocrites masquerading as Muslims had distorted the teachings of the Prophet and emptied Islam of its spiritual contents, so as to justify the rule of the tyrants who posed as caliphs, although neither any ayah of the Holy Quran supported their claim to leadership of the Muslim Ummah, nor any hadith of the seal of messengers. In such an atmosphere, the 10th Imam, as the divinely designated guide, strove to serve as barometer of faith, enduring the hardships imposed by the usurper Abbasid regime, including exile from Medina and forced stay in Samarra in Iraq under virtual house arrest and at times under imprisonment, so that the genuine teachings of Islam will forever remain alive. He removed ambiguities, enlightened minds, and instilled hearts and souls with the proper cognizance of the Almighty Creator and the heavenly scripture for the universal guidance of mankind, the Holy Quran. One of the famous statements of the 10th Imam in this regard is the phrase Iman, or faith, is that which hearts acknowledge and deeds prove, while Islam is that which tongues testify and marriage is made lawful. He thus expounded that Iman, or true faith, stems from the depth of the heart, while Islam is verbal expression of submission to the one and only God, and testimony of the mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, even if such a belief has not yet penetrated the heart. This is evident in Ayah 14 of Surah Hujurat, where God informs the Prophet of the dubious beliefs of most of the neo-Muslim Arabs. The Bedouins say, "We have faith." Say, O Prophet, to them, "You do not have faith yet. Rather, you should say, we have embraced Islam, for faith has not yet entered your hearts." The Holy Quran has indeed drawn a permanent line between Iman, which is true belief, and the mere claim to be Muslims of those whose hearts have not been touched by true faith, as is evident by their deeds which are against the letter and spirit of Islam. Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, entrusted with imamate at the tender age of 8, in the manner of Prophet Yahya or John the Baptist, regarding whom the Holy Quran says he was granted the book and the wisdom while still a boy, effortlessly stepped into the shoes of his father, Imam Muhammad al-Taqi, peace be upon him. In boyhood, he displayed his God-given qualities which astounded the tutors appointed for him by the Abbasid Caliph, Mu'tasim, in a vain bid to brainwash the child and distort the image of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them. The murderous Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim, who was mostly engaged in wars with the Byzantine Empire, could not further torment the 10th Imam, and nor was his successor, Al-Wathiq, able to do so. Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, utilized this period to spell out guidelines for the seekers of truth by enlightening their minds, their hearts and souls with the genuine teachings of Islam. At the same time, he was cautious against involving himself in the frequent revolts, many of them from his distant cousins, which rocked the realm and mostly ended in failure to the detriment of the true believers. In those critical times, he bequeathed to the Muslims the bezels of wisdom and cautioned them against the pitfalls, including the deceit of those who style themselves as Sufi or mystics. Once, while the 10th Imam was in the Prophet's mosque in Medina, a group of Sufis entered the mosque, sat in a corner, and began repeating, "La ilaha illallah," which means there is no God but Allah. Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, told his companions to ignore them, saying, "Do not pay attention to these deceivers, for they are allies of the devils and destroyers of the basis of religion. They claim to be ascetic in order to relieve their bodies. They do not practice religious rites except to deceive people, and do not decrease food except to cheat the foolish. Their worship is but dancing and clapping, and their praises are but singing. No one follows them except the stupid, and no one believes in them except the foolish." These words of guidance of the 10th Imam hold true to this day, when we see all sorts of frivolities by the so-called Sufis or mystics at the graves of their elders, to which the ignorant flock and are fleeced of their money on a variety of pretexts and weird practices that are against the Sharia. Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, groomed many scholars from various lands and prepared them for the crucial period of the Qiba or occultation of his grandson, the promised Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance. Things, however, changed with the seizure of the caliphate by the tyrant, Mutawakkil, who was a bitter enemy of the Prophet's household or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and who has earned lasting damnation for his destruction of the holy shrine in the holy city of Karbala, of the chief of martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Fearful of the popularity of Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, he forced him to leave Medina and come to his capital, Samarra, in Iraq. The Imam had no choice and obliged, but on the way he stopped in Baghdad, where huge congregations came out to greet him as the Prophet's heir. He also visited the tomb of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, in Najaf, and saluted him with a worthy salutation or ziyara that is recited till this day by the faithful. A passage from this ziyara reads, "O Allah, bless your guardian, the custodian of your religion, the executor of justice after your Prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the true believers, the Imam of the pious, the master of the guardians, the successor of your Prophet over the whole people, his guardian in life and religion, the great truthful, the distinguisher between the halal and the haram, the supporter of Islam, the destroyer of idols, the assistant and defender of religion." In Samarra in Iraq, the caliph tried to ridicule the Imam, but on every occasion he was overawed by the personality of the Prophet's righteous heir and forced to show respect. Although under virtual house arrest, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, continued to play the guiding role for all those who came into contact with him, despite seeing some of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt martyred, such as the scholar Ibn Sikit. He also endured the loss of his own elder son, Muhammad, whose shrine in the town of Balad is a site of pilgrimage until this day. In short, during his 34 years as a divinely designated guide, of which roughly half of the period was spent in Medina and the other half in Samarra, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, spared no effort to guide the people. Today, there is no trace of the graves of the Abbasid caliphs, let alone their palaces, while Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, continues to rule the hearts of those endowed with iman or true belief. His glorious shrine in Samarra stands to this day, after due renovations, to welcome pilgrims from all over the world, despite the dastardly bomb blast to destroy it by the Takfiri terrorists and their supposedly Muslim backers, whose hearts are obviously devoid of iman or true belief and brim with hypocrisy and unbelief, as is evident by their violation of the letter and spirit of the Holy Quran. The wordings of the Ziyarat al-Jama'at al-Kabira continue to testify us with the undeniable fact that the truth is indeed with the Prophet and his infallible Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them, and never with the impostors.